So, first of all, then, in terms of injuries, any to contend with following on from the Notts County game?
We've got Johnny's and Voto, of course, that's still out. Obviously, Ross Turnbull's still out. We've got a couple of knocks. Dale Jennings rolled his ankle. It was going to be out. It's quite a bad one, actually. He rolled his ankle in training. It looks really swollen, actually, his ankle, so that'll probably rule him out to the end of the season. And then we've got a couple back. Digby's back, looked quite good. Maris is back, which has looked quite good as well. So yeah, we're not too bad.
When you analyse, and I'm sure you have in detail, the performance the other day at Notts County, do you look to make changes for the match this weekend?
Well, I don't think it's due to analysing the game. I think we've done enough to win that game in the first 60 minutes. And then this group does tend to get deeper and deeper as the game goes on. And whether that's a fitness thing, whether that's a game savvy thing, or whether that's a quality thing, really is irrelevant now because of the sort of the future planning and progression of the club. I've got, of course, what I think it is in my mind, and I think that's probably why we haven't achieved the top six spot over the course of the season. I think we've got the individuals to have done it, but the ability to be at their best for 90 minutes for whatever reason, and part of it's probably due to the amount of players that have played for the club this year, so you can never quite get that interaction and understanding with your teammates. But we got too deep. Tactically on the day, I probably should have gone two up front. But as is proved in my tenure before, that we don't quite know how to play the 4-4-2 with our wingers. So that's my sort of constant dilemma. And of course it leaves you two in midfield, which would possibly have been exposed by their three. And yeah, I look back in hindsight and I looked myself in the mirror first and foremost and thought I could have probably put a bit more pressure on the ball, which maybe would have meant that we kept a higher line. But we've done enough to win the game, definitely. And even when you watch a review of the DVD, when it felt like we was under the cosh, we wasn't actually. We was quite comfortable. It was only a couple of corners and a couple of free kicks. Mason got done over the top and gave a free kick away, and that was really the only danger. And it was quite a poor goal, really, to concede, and an individual error from one of our defenders. But again, still some really good bits. I was really pleased with Sam Winnell, because I thought he looked like he was moving much better, not just for the goal, but his leaping, he was jumping and sort of hanging in the air and nicking little balls on, and he was off the mark quicker. He just looked a lot sharper than what he has done previously, so that was a real plus for us. And there were some positives. I thought Big Jabbo was superb up there and didn't have the support quite early enough in the second half. But I thought everything he'd done was solid and sound, and really they should have had two men sent off with him just causing havoc.
Interestingly, your comments after the game about Sam Winnell, and then just following on from your views potentially about the formation going forward, do you almost have to play two up front to get the best again out of Sam Winnell? Is that where he is most comfortable, I wonder?
Well, it's one of the sort of million-dollar questions, isn't it? I think 4-4-2... we haven't really got the players to play wide, really, to play that, because we need that numerical advantage in the middle. To get Connor and Sam in the same team is difficult because of the shape and the fact that you probably need to tick a box and have a big man up the top to be as to work as a bit of a platform. Not always. I like a diamond formation, but we haven't got the fullbacks that are suited to playing a diamond at the moment. So as we look to next year, we'll have a couple of formations that run through the whole club, and everybody, of course, will have their specialised positions or two, and everybody will know exactly what they're doing in that. Now, we played a diamond against Sheffield United and struggled because on the day, our front three didn't have a great day. But if we can recruit around that, then of course we can be effective.
There's a few interesting poses there, and if I may, almost to follow on from that, John O'Sullivan's been at this football club this season and done well. Is he somebody, perhaps with that in mind, you would want to bring back here next season?
Well, I like John O'Sullivan. I think he's an excellent player. I know that the club were very close to tying up a deal before, and for whatever reason, it didn't quite happen. We're always interested in good players, and John, if available, of course we'd be interested in. However, we're also comparing him to not only our own that are already here and our young players, but probably 15 or 20 other options that are on the free market and possibilities to bring in. So it's a case of battle-offs, if you like, between certain individuals that are out there and potentially coming into the club. And we'll just try and get the best one for the best available price that we think the club is going to benefit from most.
Can I chuck Ryan Williams into that as well? He wasn't a player who's played under your time here, but started the season on loan from Fulham. You'll obviously know all about him anyway, but is he somebody that's one of the A-list, different type of player to O'Sullivan, but on a list?
Well, I've got to be careful because they're not our players. So, do you know what I mean? It's very difficult to talk about other people's players. Apart from what I will say is, again, Ryan Williams is another good young player that if became available, of course, a club like us would be interested in. But you don't know the situation with each individual, especially at this time of the year, because people haven't made their decisions or final cuts or had their budget set for next year. Some don't even know what division they're going to be in, and then that may alter the progression of that player or individual. But again, another player that done well here, and one that I like to hold him. And him and John are of a group of sort of 50, 20 to 23 year olds that are really good players, and not just us. A lot of clubs know that, and including the parent clubs that own them. And they know that, so they'll, of course, want the best deal if they're going to move them on. If they're not going to move them on, it means they're part of their plans, which means they'll get into their squad and their team.
Are you in that boat now as well? And part of that is, well, firstly, do you know where you stand budget-wise? Secondly, in terms of, you've had a decent look now at the players. Will somebody have to do something pretty extraordinary to move on to the wanted list, if you like, if they're not on there now, and similarly, likewise, come off it?
Well, I think you're assessing all the time. Over a period of time, which is 46 games, we've fallen a little short. Not miles off, but a little short. And of course, you want to try and address that. We have got some players out of contract. We will be talking to the players over the next sort of week to 10 days on who we want to retain and who we'd see best for their careers to move on. And then we're ready. We're ready for next year. It's exciting because, again, it's the team building process, which is the best bit, really. Everybody should be excited and hopeful. We don't have a strict budget here, which can be a good thing, as well as a bad thing. So depending on how you see it, we're in the market for good players, and if we can get good players that sort of fall into our wage bracket, then we'll be flying. And I'm confident that we are. I'm not being arrogant, but I know that we're a decent pool for the division. I know that we can get good players in. Because of our location in the country and because it's a big club and people want to play in front of 9, 10, hopefully next year, 13, 14,000 fans on a regular basis. And I think people want to see a certain style at Barnsley, and I hope to deliver that with starting with the recruitment over the summer.
If I could just throw one other note, because we've got all summer to talk about what profile of the squad you want next season, so it's a bit premature to do that now. But is Peter Ramage someone you want to be here next year? And I say that with respect that, you know, Crystal Palace have obviously moved on. He's been around at this football club for such a long time, yet there is a question mark about his future because he's a loan player.
Well, of course, I've got to have the individual conversations with players. But what I would say is Rambo is a fantastic character. He's a leader of men. There's no doubt in that. I've had a conversation with him about his qualities and his attributes and what he can bring to this team or any other team. And a lot goes into it. Like I say, there's a lot of people on the open market. The club sort of transfer policy comes into it. The individual attributes and the DNA of what we require. And it's also balanced off by what's around you. It might be that we're going to decide to go with like young Holgate or Bree, for example, as our number one, in which case they probably need that sort of experienced leader to be able to help them and talk them through it. So there's many different scenarios and options available, and it's a difficult time for players, there's no doubt in that, because say Rambo's one, he's got a family, and people get nervous, and it's tough now because you've only got pretty much year to year to go on, particularly once you get over 30, because you become an unsellable commodity, if you like. And so what you've got to be able to do is help the sellable commodities with your game and your experience, and that's what of course gives you the value, as well as your performance on the pitch, to go and produce. Now the best performers will get us promoted, won't they? So that's what we're looking for. And then, of course, we want to raise the value in the squad, but not necessarily in monetary terms, in terms of us improving them as individuals, and the team structure and added players around them to help them out.
I can almost come full circle and back to the team news, because Barnsley are in this situation where, OK, it's going to take something fantastic for yourselves to reach the playoffs, and similarly disastrous for Chesterfield. You're in that boat where... Mm. You know, do you look at maybe playing some of the more younger players in addition to the ones that you've already played quite regularly this season, just to have a look at them, and some of the players who are, you know, the fringe players, as you might say, between now and the end of the season?
Yeah, well, I think, like I said before, I always pick the team like my little girl's life depends on it, but the next three I won't, because there's a couple of people that have deserved a chance and haven't quite had it. There's a couple of young players that we want to assess and see whether or not they can cope. But I think you've got to be careful and you've got to be fair as well to the young players, because if we are going to give somebody a go, it's important that we supplement that with the right experience around to give them the actual the sort of simulation of it being potentially next year a really high-pressure game. Because otherwise, if you just say, right, I'm just going to chuck everybody out there that's under 21, for example, it may affect the group. Whereas if you can play, say, a young... Lewin's just walked through the door, and that's a good example. Maybe a young centre-half next to Lewin, he should be able to talk him through it and help him and guide him through what's needed. Similarly with a left-back or a holding centre midfielder, you need to balance it off. And it'd be interesting. I think the fans hopefully will start seeing a change now, because I haven't had enough time to implement while we're chasing for the playoffs what I'm after. And the high line's a good example that we haven't been able to play with, due to it takes a lot of work to be able to get a high line and a high pressure game going quickly. So we're quite positive, very positive, and there's a couple I'd like to see, and I'm looking forward to seeing. A couple have impressed me and I haven't quite had the opportunity to. Not just young players, actually. A couple of senior ones that deserve a go. And I'll be looking forward to putting a team out, and hopefully the fans on Saturday will come down and start seeing what we're going to be about next year.
So Peterborough then, the challenge. Is there some surprise from the outside looking in that they're not perhaps firmly ensconced in the battle for the playoffs right now?
Not for me, if I'm honest. I think they've had some exceptional forward players in previous years. And as a manager or a coach, you look at the division and you sort of pitch people where you think they'll be. And I think they're probably about right where they are at the moment. They've had some good games and good form, and then they've had dips. Obviously, they changed their manager, which surprised me, because I think he's a very good manager for the division. And the new guy came in and done very well early. and it'd be a tough game. There's no doubt in that, but I'm not sure what they'll do. They might give an opportunity to a couple as well, and it'd be interesting. But hopefully people will now start seeing the sort of the future, if you like.
Can you elaborate a bit more on that, Adam? Is it just about, or partly about, the high-pressing type of football?
Well, I think as time goes on, people will understand what I want, and there's no doubt that I want to play a high-pressing game. You can't. It's easy to say that. You can't do that for 90 minutes. It's impossible. But what you can do is you can recognise the times when you can press high. You can try and suffocate the opposition by getting a formation and a shape and a group of players that are fit, hungry, willing runners. And I think that's one of the key points. Like, if we'd have had a couple more willing runners on Tuesday night, that could have been a 4-0er. And it should have been, in my opinion. But we ended up dropping deeper and deeper, conceding possession and hanging on, really. And that's not something we want to do. That's not something conducive to getting that promotion. The teams that I personally have played in that have been promoted have almost played a 5-5-5 formation because you're back quick and you're forward very quick as well. But to do that, you need a set of lungs. You need to be able to take the ball, and you need to have that game management and winning mindset. And they're the sort of players that we're not only wanting to recruit, but to breed in our club for this level. And then if we can do it for this level, then we go up. And then if we couldn't do it in the next division, then we compete and hopefully push.
Does that suggest, though, that whoever comes in, whoever's here, that the squad will need to be 10-15% fitter than whatever the basic requirements are just to play professional football?
Yes, and there's going to be a really big push on the... It's not that our players aren't fit, it's that they are fit, but have they got the capabilities to go to the lengths that we need them to? Now, it's okay physically, but you've got to be able to do that technically as well, otherwise we'll go and get a group of marathon runners, but that's no good. You've got to play the right football. And now what we'll see is we'll be coaching to our system, if you like, and our format, and the players that come in will be required to have the individual attributes that each of our positions require on a tactical basis, technical basis, physical basis, and also a mentality and lifestyle basis. And if you fit into that, fantastic. We can narrow people down. And if you don't, then you'll move on, or you'll have to improve, and we'll help improve the young players particularly to get to that level. And if they can't, they move on. If they can, fantastic. They make the first team and make us better.